Okay, so the topic is coming to Zera. The Gemara tells us in Nidah Daf Samach Vav and Aleph that there were two takanas. I'm going to read Rav Hiskin Revi Besados Rasa Yomecha Teshev Shisha Vehu Shnayim Teshev Shisha Vehein Shlosha Teshev Shiva Nikim. First takana is Revi Besados. So we chosesh the woman maybe seeing Dam Zivus. Amar Zera Ben Shil Chmiru Latzman Shafilu Ros Tipas Dam Kechardol Yoshvos Aleha Shiva Nikim. Zera records that was the minhag of Benos Yisrael, or Benos Yisrael Chmiru Latzman. They were the Minasol or Machmir. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it sounds like there's really a fundamental difference between these two different takanas. The Rebbe's takana is a takana, and Rebbe Zera is recording a minhag. The Gemara says later in the Gemara that it was the minhag. Hecha de nagu, nagu, hecha de nagu. Now, the Ram also sounds like this. The Ram in Yisuri Bia, Perikir Aleph, Halacha, Gimel, and Dalid brings the takana of Rebbe. He doesn't call it takana of Rebbe. He says, Chachmei Talmud, and then he brings takanas of Zera. Again, he doesn't call it that, but he brings these two takanas, and he also, the Lashon indicates there's a difference in the nature of the takana. The first one's a real takana. He writes in Halacha Gimel, Chachmei Talmud, Nistabi Kadavar, Harbi, Rayos, Rios Adamim, Vinizkalk, Levesas, Vishlo, Hayakoch, Kalanashim, Limnos, Yay, Nida, Vime Ziva, Vigach, Chmiru, Chachamim, Dabar, Vigazru, Shiakola, Yimei Haisha, Kime Zivasa, Vyakola Dam Shatira, Safik Dam Nidus, Gazru, it's a Gzeru. Whereas in Halacha Dalid, when the Rambam speaks about the minhag of Rav Zera, he says, the women took it upon themselves to So that's definitely the pasha to understand. Takana's Rebbe is a takana, and Chumash Rebbe Zera is just a minhag of sorts. But it's not clear if everybody agrees to this. The Ravan in Simin Shin Yud Ches records that takana's Rebbe was only for the woman in the sados. Now the Rambam explicitly rejects this. The Rambam that we just read says the gods of Shuya call Yimei Ha'isha Kimei Zivasa. All women's days are like Ziva. But the Ravan says, no, the Takanas Rebbe wasn't for all women, it was only for the women in the sados. Presumably we're less knowledgeable, less sophisticated, and we're going to make these mistakes. Now, it's a little bit strange to have a Takana, a real Takana, for a specific population. We don't generally have that. Mashal Madar Doma, we do entil sadaim for Chulin because of Srach Truma. What does that mean? Kohanim have to eat their Truma Bitara. So because Kohanim have to eat their Truma Bitara, so every single Jew in every generation is going to have to do Tehillat HaDayim. That's the way the Chayadam and Klal Amidvav puts it, and the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Kuf Nun Ches and Rechaim say that the idea of Srach Truma means that the Hishvu Chachamim Adoseihem, Chachamim wanted the Takana to take hold, and therefore there goes on everybody, even though it was only going to get to a specific population. Now, it's not true that's entirely the case by Tehillat HaDayim, because the Gemara gives another reason in Chulin that Tehillat HaDayim is Rishum Nikius or Kedusha. So it's possible that really there is a different reason because they wanted to include all Jews in the Tehillat HaDayim. So it's not clear if it's a great example, but in general, we don't find, and I couldn't think of any Gezeiras that were specific to certain populations. Just because the Chashash is created because of one type of Jew doesn't mean we're only going to go down that type of Jew. So let's say these women weren't sophisticated. Okay, so all Jews have to keep the Dindra Rabban. The fact that the Takana was created because of a specific type of person, and according to the Rabban, it only existed for that type of person, only for the Nashim Shubhasadas, implies Lanias Daiti that it's not a real Takana. At least possible. Similarly, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Kuf Pe Gimel, Sifkat and Yud Gimel, takes issue with this whole takana. He says, he doesn't understand. How can Rebbe make a takana? It's against a robe, it's against a chazaka. What's the robe? The robe is that most women don't see at intervals that are less than 18 days, right? The made zivus are more than 18 days, or less than 18, meaning zivus is from Yud Aleph to Yud Ches. So which woman, or from Zion to Yud Ches, so which woman see in intervals that are so short? Most women see that their cycle is 28, 29, 30, 31. So it's against a robe. And it's also against a chazaka. The Gemara says in Nida, the Fama Chesam Beis, that there's a chazaka that called Yud Aleph Yom Mechez Kastara. So it's a Rov and a Chazaka, and you have a Takana against a Rov and a Chazaka, Mehecha Tesi. So one way of answering this question, he doesn't say this, but one way of answering the Rav HaShulchan's question is to say that it wasn't a Takana. It's just a Minhag, it's a Chumri Seira. Similarly, even though the Gemara and the Rambam sound like the second halacha of Chumri Zera is just a Minhag, it's not so clear if it's only a Minhag. Maybe there's more teeth, maybe there's more strength to it. Maybe it's really a halacha. And that's the mashmas of the Gemara in Brachas Afil Omer Aleph that says that one of the examples of a halacha psuka that you're supposed to be involved in before you daven, you're not supposed to start davening when you're holding middle of the sukkah. You're going to have difficulty concentrating with thinking about the Rekivei Eger. But you can start davening if you're discussing a halacha psuka, a simple, straightforward halacha. What is a halacha psuka, says the Gemara? The fact that Benos Yisrael Chmir Al Atzman, Takanas Rebzeir, the dinner of Rebzeir. So the implication of the Gemara is that that's a halacha, it's a halacha psuka. So again, even though the Rambam and the Gemara sound like it's just a minhag, the Gemara in Brachos and Lamed Aleph sounds like it's a takana. So one way of getting out of this is to say that no, when the Gemara says you have to start davening from a halacha psuka, it just means something that's straightforward, something that's very pashut. It doesn't mean it's a real halacha, because it's a minhag. It's a minhag that's very pashut. But not all the Rishonim understood this way. The Rif in Shavuos, in Dalet Amun Aleph, in Dapi Rif, his lashon is like this. He says, "Avdu Rabbanu Harchaki Yaseira, v'inhigu b'nas Yisrael l'meved k'rav Zera." V'inhigu b'nas Yisrael l'meved k'rav Zera. It sounds like the Rabbanan causes minhag. They ask the woman to be manning this. Taha aminan taha k'rav Zera halacha psukahi. Meaning it's not just a minhag, it's a minhag that was ninhag al yidei chachmei Yisrael. So the way the Rif formulates it, it sounds like it's a takana. The Ramban has a different formulation. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, writes the following: Chumra zu shenagu b'nes Yisrael huchshru enei chachamim v'osu asah kehalacha psuka v'chol makom. So the Ramban says that the minhag of b'nos Yisrael was originally a minhag, and then it developed, and Chazal decided to take it and make it into a takana. And that's what the Ritzvah says in Nida Samech Vav and Mun Aleph, and the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Zayin. So according to the Ramban, the Ritzvah and the Chinuch, we're talking about a minhag that Chazal approved of and were kovei as a takana. According to the Rif in Shavuos, it sounds to me that it was never really a minhag. It was a minhag that Chazal instituted. It wasn't that there was a minhag and the Chazal decided to give it their stamp of approval, like the Ramban. But the Rif sounds like it's a minhag that Chazal created. You can create the minhag, right? You can, if a person's a good leader, they can actually be manig, they can make a takana. Not a takana, but it's like it's a takana that they, just to formulate it in a more clear way, I would say that it's really a takana that was started by Chazal as a minhag, meaning Chazal somehow wanted this to take hold, so they told everybody to be knowing this, but that was essentially a takana.
One question on your original point about Rebbe being mistaken for people, for a specific population. It last year, Bava we saw that he was gozer, according to say, some people gozer for the takana to shove him, that people not accept, let's say, people sub back from a goslin or something. So that was, some people said that was for a specific time. Means you found that, let's say, Rebbe would make a takana for
a takana can, yeah. I mean, there are definitely takanas that apply during certain times. You know, Ezra was kones to Levim, etc. So, but to say that takana exists in a specific time only for a specific population, to me, sounds like it's not a takana. That's a claim. But again, it's not definitely not muhuk. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if it can be a specific time, it also be a specific population. I just think it's hard for a takana to take hold if it's only for a specific population. What all the nashim shusadas who had cousins who lived in the cities, they're like, why should we take hold of this chumra? Meaning it's like mehechatesi. That's why I thought maybe it's not a takana. So basically what we saw here is that the pashas is that takana Rebbe is a takana and that the chumra of Zer is just a minhag. But it's possible to pull these things in both directions. Maybe takana Rebbe isn't such a takana, the Ravan, the Rosh Hashulchan. Maybe Takanas Reb Zera, or Chumra Reb Zera, isn't just a Chumra, maybe it's really a Halacha Psuka, maybe it's more of a real Din and a Gzera. Now, the obvious Afkmina, as we know, is the question of if you're stuck, Mshupir Rivia, or you're tremendous Torah Kodol, is there any room to make on this Shiva Nikim? Now, again, if you assume that either Rebbe or Rav Zeira is a real Takana, you're hard pressed to be Makel. You'd have to, I mean, in terms of what are you trying to, how are you trying to Makel? We're trying to Makel in terms of not counting even Shisha Nikim? Rebbe said he had any Shisha Nikim. So, the only way, I'm not even sure what the Galim Sechta's topic was, meaning, is it a woman who only saw one day?
No, I thought he was assuming the Pshitos like the Derech of the Ravanets.
Neither are Takanas. They're both not Takanas. Okay. Again, basically, in order to be Makel, you'd have to say, well, both of them are just Minhagim, and then maybe we can Makel. If you say that one of them is Takana, you're still stuck unless you saw one day. Because Lechor Rebbe's Takana is only if she saw 3 days, Lechor. I mean, in terms of Zionikim. Otherwise, it's only one. Sheesh Nikim, but I don't know how much it's going to help you. So.
Just to clarify, not the question, but according to Rebbe's Takana, if she saw the first day and then 3 days later saw one day, she would still have to wait for 7 days after the second day.
Yeah.
So, right, so now.
So that's what you said, you need Shisha Nikim.
It's not such a, I mean, unless you ovulate that day, one day could make a difference, depending on the case. But just to one ha'ara, you know, the Galim Sechta says, oh, it's a minag, you can be Makel. So is that so pashut? I mean, some achroim speak of minhagim as having a chalos neder. Klal Yisrael for even 1,000 years has this minag, so you can't just, change the minag. It's so pashut. So if you assume that to be correct, so it wouldn't be so pashut at all. Similarly, the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph Halachat Beis, says that the Yisrael V'Tasur applies to minhagim also. So we're not talking about a case where a person, what the Rambam there is talking about is a person who says, I don't hold to the minhag. That would be Isser Dereis of Altasser for the Rambam. So this person is not saying he doesn't hold to the minhag, but he's still saying that, you know, given the circumstances, he's not going to be knowing this minhag. But still, it's not such a simple thing that it's just a minhag, we can get rid of it. Even if it's Tzarek Gadol, Igun, etc., it's not a simple idea. But the Rishonim explicitly reject this. The Ramban in the Hilchos Nida, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yotes, writes explicitly, Lafikach Asur LaAdam LaHakel Bo Rosh LaOlam. You can never be Makel. And the Ritva in Nida Samach Bal says this as well, and the Chinuch, etc. Now, the second question I want to deal with is what the nature of the Isser Nida is Bezana Seh. What does it mean? What was the Nida Bezana Seh? What does that mean? Is she a Nida or is she a Zava? How do we look at Nida Bezana Seh? So, Lechora, there are three possibilities. You could say that this every woman Bezana Seh is a Zava Midrava. She's a Zava. Or you can say that, no, every woman Bezana Seh is a Safik Zava. We're not going to say she's a Vahle Zava Midrava, but she's a Safik Zava Midrava. Or you could say, even less than that, she's not even a Safik Zava. It's just there's this minhag to count Zayim Nikim. We don't really look at her as a Zava. She's really a Nida. It's just there's a minhag to count Zayim Nikim. So, it's very possible these things are connected to the first question. Namely, if I say that Takana Rebbe is a Takana, so I say, oh, it's a Takana, so she's a Zava. You know, she's a Zava Drabana, she's a Safik Zava. Whereas if I say it's just a minhag, so the minhag wants to keep Zayim Nikim, we keep some of the chumras of Zava, we don't really think she's a Zava, we don't really have any Safik, not Bevadai, not Besafik, we don't really believe that she's a Zava on any level, just as a chumra. But you don't have to be told these two things, you could say it's a Takana, but Takana is to say that she has some minhage zivus, or it's a Takana, you know, or it's a minhag, but the minhag is to say that she's a full-fledged Zava. You don't have to connect these two questions, but the question itself is an important question. Do we think women today are Zavas? Do we look at them? What's nafkamina? What's nafkamina if we think the women are Zavas or we think they're really just Nidos? So there are a number of important nafkaminas. Well, before we get to nafkaminas, the Lashon Gemara is telling. The Gemara in Samach Sayin and Aleph, in Nida, says that today, in Zvan Ezeh, Safik Zavas Shavinu Rabbanan. That's the Lashon Gemara. Safik Zavas Shavinu Rabbanan. So it sounds like the middle side. Not that they're Zavas with Rabbanan, or that we just have some in Hagim. Is minhagi zibus, but rather the middle side there's suffix zavos, and that's what the Rambam says explicitly in Surah Bia, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel. His lashon is lafiga chichmiru chachamim davar v'gazur shiyukolim ayisha kimei zivasa v'yia kol dam shetira suffix dam zibus. The gzera was that she's suffix dam zibus. Every woman is a suffix zav. But l'chora, you don't have to learn the Gemara like that. Safik zava shavinu rabbanon could mean like on a lower level. It's not really safik zava. It's just that if someone minhagi zivus, you don't have to necessarily learn it that way. And the chinuch seems to say the opposite. The chinuch says that she's not just a safik zava, but she's a vale zava. In mitzvah Reish Zayin, the Chinuch writes, "Valchumra hisha asu atzman kizavos afilu b'riya achas." Then he says later, "Nimsa shekol anashim hayom afilu b'riya achas dinan kizavos kemuros v'tzrichas lispar zayinikim." So the Chinuch says that every woman today is like a zava. So the Rambam says explicitly she's a safek zava. The Chinuch says she is a zava midrabanan.
The Rambam is safek zava. Is safek drabanan zava?
Yeah, only midrabanan. Well, the Pashas only drabanan. We can say at the end, for the Rambam it gets a little complicated because his whole shita, you know, is so complicated. It could be every woman is a safek zava midrabanan. But the Pashas, the lashon of Rambam is that he said that shavinu rabanan, right? Thichach ichmiru chachamim din rabanan, and etc. So midrabanan, there's safek zava. So we have three tzadim here: either vadei drabanan, safek drabanan, in vadei zava midrabanan, safek zava midrabanan, or even less than that, just some minhag. So what are nafkamina? So first nafkamina is something that's discussed a lot of time in the Gaonim. The question of whether or not a zava has to go to a mikvah, can go to a mikvah, or she has to go to a mayan. I mean, there are two ways to come tar. You can go to a Mayan, which is Mayim Chaim, naturally flowing water, or you can go to a mikvah, which is water that's in Ashboran, like a pit. So the Pasuk says in Vayikra Tezvav, Pasuk Yigimel, that a Zav has to be Tovel in Mayim Chaim, in a Mayan. And it's not clear in the Pesukim whether or not a Zava needs Mayim Chaim. In general, the Pesukim don't really fill in that much about the Surim, about a lot of these details, and the Gemara learns one from another. So it's not clear if a Zava needs Mayim Chaim as well. The Sefta in Megillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph says explicitly that only a Zav needs Mayim Chaim, a Zava doesn't need it. The problem is that there's a Mishnah Mikvahs in Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, that sounds like a Zava needs Mayim Chaim. The Mishnah is talking about what qualifies as a Mayan. And the Mishnah writes, No Tfim Chasan Zochlin Somech Afilu Maka Afilu Kana Afilu Zav Zava Yore Vitovel, Diva Rehuda. Even a Zav and a Zav, it's Mayim Chaim. Even a Zav and a Zav. So the Rambam Perish Rais there says, it's Abdafka, it's really a Zav. It's a Perish Sefta, only a Zav needs to go to Mayim Chaim. A Zav doesn't need Mayim Chaim. But many of the Gaonim believed that a Zava needs Mayim Chaim, and they write explicitly a Tshuvas Gaonim. There are many, many Tshuvas Gaonim that say, Bizman Azeh, namely Achar Takanas Zera, women have to be Tovel in a Maya, because all women are Safek Zavas. Is the Lashon of the Tshuvas Gaonim in all of them is Safek Zavas. They're all Safek Zavas. He's following the Rambam, it's Safek Zavas. He just assumes, not like the Rambam, that Zavos require Mayim Chaim. So if it's just the Tshuvas Gaonim, so then some of the Rishonim say it's not true, it's a Tov Sofer, but there's so many Tshuvas, it's very hard to imagine there's so many Tov Sofer. It's all over. And what makes it even more difficult is the fact that Rashi, in a couple places in Shas, assumes this way too. Rashi in Sanhedrin, Pei Zayinim and Aleph, Din Masach HaLachos, writes explicitly that Zavos require Mayim Chaim. And if indeed our women are Safek Zavos, they should require Mayim Chaim. Now, in Masech HaShabbos, Nafsam Chayim Beis, the Maskal Asavar, Rashi brings this Deya, B'Shem Rabbeinu Halevi, and he argues. He says, but I found in the Sefta that Zavos don't need it, so it's not a problem. But the problem is that a few places in Shas, in Bechoros, and in Sanhedrin, and a few other places, Rashi says, like he's quoting his Rebbe, that Zavos need Mayim Chayim. So the question then becomes, you know, what's going on? How come today women don't go to mikvah in a Mayim? Now, the truth is, there are some mikvahs that are from Mayan, and there's one in Muncie, and there are a few of them. They're not... Pardon?
No.
I think the reason they're made is more for halachic mikvahs issues, that you get around some technical mikvahs problems, you know, by having Mayan, you don't have to worry about collecting the water, to use the Yadav, and all these things. But the added, you know, mila for this type of mikvah is that you can be kosher for the Shidas Goni, and possibly Shidas Rashi. But the minhag is not like that. You know, the minhag is not like that, and people get very defensive. You know, people don't want to be accused of, you know, being Boal Zava. So a lot of the Acharim say, that's not true, it's wrong, we don't hold of it, it's Tosover, it's Vesh Sefta. I saw the Sheilas Yaivitz, Rav Yaakov Emdin, in Simon Peches, he, you know, was a little upset that everybody is, like, ranking on the Gaonim. And he says, what do you mean? It's just Rashi, it's the Gaonim, it's a very important Shita. It's true, we don't hold like it, but it's definitely, it's not a Chumri Yaseira, it's not, he doesn't think it would be wrong to be Machin for it. And he says, halavai, we had the opportunity, you know, it's not, you know, not every day you have Mayan in front of you, it's not so common. But if you said it, it's a good thing to be Machin for if you're able to. But most of the Achronim are very against this Chumri, because again, it's like, you know, it's insulting our minhag, and you know, how can you lahu motzi laz, darshei shonim, etc. But this shita, the problem we have is based on two assumptions. First assumption is that a zava needs mayim chayim. So either you take it or leave it. If you hold like Tosefta, it's not a problem. Tosefta says zava does need mayim chayim. But if you hold it, a zava does need chayim chayim. So then you have a problem. But there's a second assumption. What's the second assumption? That today all our women are suffix zavos. That's what the Gaonim say. All our women are suffix zavos. Assumption number two. Assumption number one is a zava needs mayim chayim. Meaning, we need, more clearly, assumption number one is Zava needs Mayim Chaim. Assumption number two, all our women are subject Zavas. The question is, can you argue on the second assumption? The first assumption you can certainly argue on. Say it's not true, we hold like the Sefta. But let's say we don't hold like the Sefta, we hold like the Pashas of the Mishnah, that Zava does need Mayim Chaim. But still, you can get out of this by saying that our women aren't really subject Zavas. They're really only knowing some Dine Ziva. The minhag was to be, as if she's a Zava, she's going to Zayin. But not that really you have to be Choshish for all Dine Zivas. So that's one way of getting out of this difficulty, why our women don't go to mikveh in a mayan. Second half kamina is, what is the halacha if a woman would go? Second half kamina is, what would the halacha be if a woman would go to the mikveh after zayin yimei nidus? This woman says she doesn't hold of the rabbis, she holds of the din d'oraisa, she decides to go to the mikveh after Zayin Yimei Nidus. So what happens? What's her status? Is she Tahora or not? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Isur Abia, Perek Yeralef Alach Yedzayin, Kol Shivas Yimei Nikim is Manazeh Af Bishayin Safek, because she tells it's a Safek, Im Tavla Ben Ki'ilo Tavla, there's no Tefillah. Lachora, it's because he holds that she's a Safek Zava. So at least on a Drabanan level, she's a Safek Zava, she's totally Tamei on a Drabanan level. But if you look at the Rashba and Shabbos, and if you Gimel and Aleph, the Maskil will be a May. He explains, he's discussing a minhag that some Rishonim understood, that there was a minhag, Bizmana Talmud, to be Tovel twice. To Tovel immediately after Zayin Yimeinidus, then Tovel again after Zayin Nikim. So the Rashba writes that there was such a minhag, according to Rebbe Tam. And he says, why was there such a minhag? He says, Vahayu Nohagos Ken Yipnei Shetakanos Hataros, Yipnei Takanos Hataros, Shema Tiga Vataros. What's the point? Says the Rashba, women in those times came in contact with Truma and other Taros, and they were worried that maybe they would touch it by accident. So if she would go to the mikveh after her Zayin Yimei Nidus, so if she would touch it, it wouldn't be a problem. What do you mean it wouldn't be a problem? Boner Shalom, she's a Safik Zava. If she's a Safik Zava, so Lachari have to be sorry if the Truma. So the Rashba, Lachari assumes that a woman who went to the mikveh after Zayin Yimei Nidus, and then touched Taros, the Taros are Tahar, you can eat them. Aye, she's a Safik Zava. So Lachora, the Rashba is assuming that the woman isn't a Safik Zava, because if she's a Safik Zava, it's not going to haven't helped anything, because she's still a Safik Zava. So Lachora here is Machlokes Rishonim, whether or not the woman is like the Chinuch Zava Vadai Midravanan, or like the Rambam, a Safik Zava Midravanan, or like this Rashba is a misunderstanding of this Minhag that he's quoting, that the woman is really not even a Safik Zava, she just has a din that she has to count Zainikim.
And Tuma Drabanan, it messes up Truma?
Yeah, Tuma Drabanan will mess up Truma. Even Safik Tuma Drabanan will mess up Truma. At least it would be Tola, I mean, if it's Tola Truma, or even Sarah the Truma. A third Nafkamina, which is similar to this last Nafkamina, is the question of whether or not we can apply the din of Safik Tuma Bershus Harabim to a woman who touched Taras Bershus Harabim after the tefillah. Again, she went to the mikveh after Zayin Yimei Nidus. She went to the mikveh after Zayin Yimei Nidus. And then she touched Taros versus Rambam. So can we apply the din of Safik Tumah versus Rambam? So here, we actually have a split between the Rambam and the Chinuch. The Rambam says she's a Safik Zava. She's a Safik Zava. But it's versus Rambam. Safik Tumah versus Rambam. Tahar. L'chara. But the Chinuch says she's a Vadei Tmeya. So the fact that she went to the mikveh doesn't help because she's a Vadei Zava. Until she comes out and he came, she's a Vadei Zava, and it's not going to help. So until now, we raised three possibilities. Again, is this woman a knowing some Miksas Dine Zivus? Is she a Zava Midrabanan, or is she a Vadei Zava? The fourth possibility is what Eitan raised before, is maybe she's really a Safik Zava on a Draisa level. You know, and that would make sense according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that you count 7 and then 11 and 7 and 11, and you keep on counting forever, and you never really know what's going on. Lamaisa, because unless you really have an exact count. So really, according to the Rambam, all our women really are Safik Zava Midrabanan. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. After the Aruch HaShulchan, you know, doesn't understand how in the world Rebbe was misakein this whole din, because it's chora, it's against a rov that she won't see within 18 days. It's against a chazaka, the cheskas yimei zivus, you don't see. Then it says the Aruch HaShulchan, well, according to the Rambam, it's fine, because according to the Rambam, no women know when there is zava, when the zivus are. So really, any riyah might be potentially a riyah of zivus. So again, theoretically, for the Rambam, the Maisa, after the Takana, once women don't keep track, you have a reality where everyone is really a Sapik Zava on a Daraisa level. Obviously, we don't hold this Rambam at all, like, so it's not really so relevant, but there is a strange Reis Yosef, in Simen Kuf Tzarivav, the Maskil Mihu Afilu, where the Reis Yosef assumes that he's discussing some of the dinim of the Zainikim, so you have the Machmer because it's a Sapik Isser Karis. Now, I'll ask you, is Zayin Akim today a Safik Isser Karis? It's not. I mean, there's no Isser Karis. She's not a Zava. Even if you hold she's a Vade Zava Midrabana, it's not an Isser Karis. You know, unless you're talking about, like, you know, Karis Midrabana or something. But, you know, that's very, you know, uncommon. So, what's Beis Yosef saying? So, it's Chora, according to the Rambam, it's really true that you have a Safik Isser Karis, even if Zanazeh. Because every woman who may not count Zayin Akim properly, she's entering into a Safik Isser Karis because she really doesn't feel Zava. Now, obviously, I don't want to explain the Beis Yosef based on the Rambam because we don't hold the Rambam. The Rambam is rejected, you call the call. But the reality is that according to the Rambam, you do have a Safik Isser Karis, even Zanazeh. And you could explain one Nafkamina to that is that you have to be very machmir in the Zayin Akim, etc. Because for the Rambam, really is a Safik Isser Karis. Okay, so basically what we saw here is that there are two takanas Rebbe, takanas of Zera. The first question we dealt with was whether or not they're real takanas or just minhagim. We said it really can go both ways. They could both be takanas, they could both be minhagim, we can split, etc. Second question we asked is how we look at nidus v'zanazeh. Are they really safik zavos? Are they vadei zavos midrabanan? Or are they not even safik zavos? They may be just a b'mina, counts ayinikim, and raise nafkaminas of tefillah b'mayon, and the nafkamina of if she would go to the mikvah after Yemei Nidus before she counted Zayin Akim, or Safik Tumah, Rishos HaRav.
Go ahead.